Welcome to the show, Five Stripe Fam. I'm AJ. And wherever it is you get your pods, subscribe, share, and leave us a good rating.
This segment is sponsored by Thinking Man Tavern, a cozy Decatur neighborhood pub. Grab a tasty beverage from a wide variety of selections and a plate of something delicious from the menu. To go, check out Thinking Man Tavern.
Welcome back to another Five Stripe Weekly episode, and yes, unfortunately not a lot went right against FC Cincy. A scoreless draw at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and yes, an ominous and kind of bitter bit of news near the end of that match, but not a lot went right. Like I said, it was a point apiece at the end of the day. So LA United played against a 10-man FC Cincy for the latter part of the match. We just could not find that breakthrough. And I thought, yeah, it was, at least attacking-wise, one or more of our more fluid games. But unfortunately, we could not find the back of the net. Ronaldo Cisneros got the start up top. Caleb Wiley, the homegrown, got the start on the left wing. And Thiago Almada and Marcelino Moreno did start as well. But yeah, you know, it just could not. It was not our night in terms of the final product. Al Khan also really had a fantastic match against us, probably was the man of the match. He had 6 saves against us. I mean, I think that's kind of telling on the other side that there were 0 saves and for LA United, that FC Cincy weren't really mustering too much. I mean, LA United had 27 shots to their 10. I mean, it's just it's something that LA United, without Jose Martinez, it seems to be a symptom that it's very difficult for us to find the back of the net. But there was a big moment, and it was a penalty that was won by Caleb Wiley, who skinned a couple dudes, was able to get to the byline and put a cross in, and it was subsequently handballed by an FC Cincy defender. And so penalty ensued. Alec Khan, who's no doubt probably faced Marcelino Moreno quite a bit in training, doing penalty shooting training and any of that, he knew where Marcelino Moreno was probably going to go. And I think we've seen Marcelino Moreno, when he's taken penalties as well, go to the bottom right. He had him figured out. He dove exactly the right spot. And we could not break that deadlock. It was very much, even that last quarter hour with 10 men, we could not break down FC Cincy, even though we threw the whole kitchen sink in terms of attack. Luis Araujo came on. Emerson Hyndman also came back from his injury. I mean, there is definitely, pretty much all we could do in lieu of having guys that are match fits and already, in good form. We have a bunch of guys that are still trying to figure out, how to play together, especially when our spine has pretty much been depleted within the squad. Now, at the latter part of the match, Andrew Gutman had a couple of good chances, and he even said post-match that, yeah, Luis Araujo put a good ball in, and he kind of shit the bed. And we had our chances to put this game away. The XG was something like 3 to their not really much of anything really against FC Cincy. FC Cincy just did not have much of anything going on in the match per se, really. But yeah, it really, at the end of the day, this is still a work in progress, this team. Gonzalo Pineda, he did like what he saw. It is something that he said that Wiley, the way he was put in, he impacted the game exactly as he had designed. He did everything he asked him to do. Yeah, and in the final third, I mean, Caleb Wiley looked really, really good on that left wing. So, yeah, he does have a very bright future indeed, as Pineda did say. And Cisneros, yeah, looked quite good connecting with the forward players as well as Brooks Lennon. I mean, there were some good balls that were definitely, could have been, but he unfortunately could not find the back of the net either. I mean, only his second match with the club, his first start, of course, like I said earlier. But yeah, the big news, I think, is that Brad Guzan going down in the 74th minute. Non-contact injury, and it was revealed that it was an Achilles after the match by Gonzalo Pineda, and we'll get to the severity of the news after that, but it definitely shook up some of the team after the match in the press conference when they were speaking about it. Miles Robinson, he definitely was talking about how he felt hard hit. As you know, we all know that Guzan is a vocal leader on the pitch, and you know, there's definitely a lot of instructions and guidance to the younger players. Miles Robinson said, "It's definitely devastating. He means so much to this team. He's a true leader. His energy is contagious, so it's definitely tough for us, especially me. You know, he's been a leader in my career so far, so definitely tough to take in, but it's something you've got to process with time." Definitely, I think people see maybe the writing on the wall with a little bit of this type of injury, as you know, he went down immediately after coming out for a ball that was a back pass, and yeah, he immediately signaled for the trainers. He had to be stretchered off. I mean, those medics, big unit in Brad Guzan that they had to haul off there. But Andrew Gutman also spoke about Guzan after that. He said that, it's just that, it's something that he knows how much of a leader he is to the team. And, it's going to be the shouldering of the load of experience, of leadership, is going to have to be, kind of shouldered by some other players in the squad. Gutman might be more of a veteran in that sense as well, so he might be relied on, as he's got some experience in this league. Now, yeah, it's at the end of the day, we could not put the ball in the back of the net, as we all know, but I think there were some promising signs. We definitely looked a lot more connected in some respects in terms of the attack. Now, there's a lot of people ragging on Marcelino Moreno, whether it's through for good reason or for not. He's a player that's, yes, he missed the penalty, but he does bring the team forward a good bit. Does he dribble with his head down? Is he always finding the open man? It's maybe not always the case, but that's one of those things where the talent that you bring in MLS, there is somewhat of a cap to their ability, so there is that. Moreno, while we probably want more from him in some respects, he has been probably our most effective player for about a couple years now. Whether it's because he also is an effective player on some kind of mediocre teams so far through his tenure with Atlanta United, it is something that's, is he a starter? We'll see. But definitely the Moreno and Almada connection, vitally important. But it is, now with Luis Araujo coming back, I think we'll need our wingers slash, whomever is going to play the 10 to also be able to not only create chances, but also finish them. And hopefully, you know, we'll probably figure out maybe who's our, actual striker to actually put those balls away from the top as well. But yeah, to pretty much wrap this baby up, Can definitely deserves the man of the match in his return to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and to Atlanta. He definitely had a point to prove, and boy, did he prove it in a very ironic way, as Ragusan is likely out for the foreseeable future, and that capable backup that was Alec Can is now in FC Cincy and having a just standing on his head against us. And it's unfortunate. It's some bitter irony, but I think we'll just have to kind of replace the pieces in the coffers, and it's gonna be without Alec Can. But next up for LA United, it will be Chattanooga FC in the US Open Cup, and I'll have that preview for you later on in this show. But getting into the news, that bit of news that's massive is that Brad Guzan, he suffered a ruptured Achilles tendon on his right leg. He will have surgery at a date still to be determined this week. But get well soon to our captain. And I mean, he's been a stalwart in our team. He's been the captain for a long time for LA United as well. He is a guy that will be sorely missed, definitely from a veteran standpoint, and especially from a goalkeeping standpoint as well. Now, whether you think he has been good enough for LA United or not at his wages, that's a whole different thing. No one wanted to see him go down this way, especially the type of career that he's had. It's hopefully we have not seen the last of Brad Guzan, but maybe it might be at LA United. But the current starter probably will be Bobby Shuttleworth, who was just signed this past offseason to replace, of course, Alec Can. And, some of those other options, at least in-house, it's probably going to be Justin Garces, who he had been the starter for LA United 2 at the USL Championship. Beyond that, of course, Dylan Castanera also went down with an Achilles injury. Now, if that's actually something to do with, the turf that we play on, or it's just fluky injuries, I kind of edge toward the latter at this point, that these are kind of fluky injuries that, is it turf related? Possibly, but can you directly correlate it? It's really tough to say. But that third goalkeeper, I mean, a lot of people will be wondering, oh, where's Rocco Rios Novo? He's still with Lanús. He went back to Lanús after he went on loan with us. And I think we all have questions about his size to do well in this league. But, ball playing wise, he was obviously very, very good. Now, he was part of that Marcelino Moreno deal, so it's unlikely that he will play a part. Now, at least in training today, full disclosure, I'm recording this on a Monday, but U19 starting goalkeeper Elijah Buford also trained with the club. He probably could be that third goalkeeper, at least until we find maybe another piece. Now, MLSsoccer.com, they looked around for what could be some options. Maybe Dane St. Clair from Minnesota United. There was apparently, this rumor, Josh Cohen, who had excelled at the USL Championship. He's an American goalkeeper, and he has not only won Footballer of the Year at Maccabi Haifa, but he also, he has been a guy that's, he's made 118 appearances with Haifa, and yeah, he's done quite well. He is a guy that originally, according to Tom Boger, was someone that had, there was interest and there were talks that predated Guzan's injury, so he could be somebody that we are looking to bring in, and he is set to be a free agent at the end of the Israeli season, and so it could be someone that you know, we could sign. Another guy, maybe FC Dallas's Jimmy Marr, maybe LA Galaxy's Jonathan Klinsmann. I mean, yeah, there could be a few guys that could be someone that LA United look at to at least replace some sort of, you know, maybe give some competition to Bobby Shuttleworth at the very least. But yeah, it's definitely, whew, it's going to be very, very tough with the roster construction rules, of course, and salary cap with MLS. But yeah, so I'm sure there will be plenty of rumors and some transactional moves from LA United. But also, LA United were linked with a striker or a forward right after the match against FC Cincy. That was according to The Athletic, according to Paul Tenorio and Felipe Cardenas. That's U.S. men's national team forward Matthew Hopp. The 21-year-old, he's currently at the relegation-threatened La Liga side Mallorca. And he just joined them last summer for a reported near $4 million transfer fee. Yeah, he did just at that point depart German side Schalke. But yeah, he hasn't been playing a lot. Only played four games, has only had one assist. But yeah, you know, in 25 matches for Schalke last season, he had 6 goals and 1 assist. So yeah, he's a player that could benefit from, you know, maybe moving to LA United or maybe apparently a mystery MLS side to try to play a part in the U.S. men's national team when they play the World Cup in Qatar in 2022, in the latter part of 2022. But yeah, you know, he could be a guy that, I mean, he's 6'3", he can play it across the forward line. He could be a guy that could, you know, not only play with Jose Martinez when he returns, but, you know, maybe that long-term option if he does, you know, kind of want to play for a couple years to, you know, get some of that, that, you know, that playing time so that he can become part of the bigger setup of the U.S. men's national team. But we shall see. I mean, it the MLS primary transfer window, it will last through May 4th, and then the secondary transfer window runs from July 7th to August 4th. So now is the time we have to make moves if we're going to do it. Now, in terms of some other news, there was the founding member wall. This past weekend, it was unveiled to a select group of founding members, and that wall is located at the Soccer Ball Plaza next to Gate 1, kind of near the Home Depot backyard. And so if you are one of those founding members, then you might be able to find your name on that wall. That should be quite fun. Yeah, let me know in the comments below if you are one of those founding members and if you see your name on that wall. But moving on from that, LA United 2, they unfortunately fell 2-1 to Indy 11. It was Grant Howard who recorded his first professional assist while Nelson Orji made his first start for LA United 2. So, yeah, you know, LA United 2, a little auspicious start to the season, a little up and down, but, you know, it's kind of par for the course. It's a side that plays a lot of young players, and expecting them to win is probably not the thing. Moving on to the match preview. And LA United, they will play in the third round of the 2022 US Open Cup, the reigning US Open Cup champions, of course. Yes, the Five Stripes will play Chattanooga FC at Fifth Third Bank Stadium on Wednesday at 7:30 in Kennesaw. Now, Chattanooga, yeah, they're a familiar opponent to LA United because they were the first preseason match ever for LA United. It's a 4-0 win way back in 2017 on February 11th. And yeah, you know, we of course played them last season for that preseason match March 21st in 2021. But yeah, you know, LA United, I think, are heavy, heavy favorites in this match. Even though Gonzalo Pineda, he did note that he will take this game very, very seriously, and that he does note that they will be a tricky side to play against. They have some wingers that will be, you know, someone and those type of players that they will be noting as danger men. So yeah, you know, Chattanooga, they are nothing to shake your stick at either. They did beat USL championship side Memphis 9-0-1. So, and you know, they can surprise, and we should definitely take them seriously. But that does take us to who we would play and the predictions here. Now, between the sticks, obviously, will be Bobby Shuttleworth now instead of Brad Guzan, of course. And will it be a very changed side? I think it will probably be, but it will be guys that have seen some significant minutes still early on in the season. And so I think it will be Ronald Hernandez playing on the right. It will be Robinson and Campbell, as Alan Franco is still nursing a little bit of a foot injury, maybe an ankle injury more so. And then Caleb Wiley I have as the left back. So Hernandez, Robinson, Campbell, and Wiley in that four-man defense. Now in midfield, I think it's going to be probably the first start for Franco Ibarra, and just to get himself some match fitness. And I think Amar Sadich also continues on as that other central midfielder. Now into more of the forwards and maybe, you know, the attacking midfielders more so in that sense. I think it'll be Jake Mulroney getting the start on the right. I think maybe Tyler Wolf will get that start on the left, as he has been, you know, quite industrious in a sense on that left. Definitely has brought a lot of energy and pressing, and maybe not the end product that we all want to see from the homegrown, but I think, you know, to be able to spell him, because, or not spell but him, but spell some of our other players like Thiago Almada, who hasn't played a ton, you know, in terms of, yeah, you know, basically he probably does need to be spared from playing 2 week or two match days in a week. It's basically, I think, Wolf instead of Almada, and Marcelino Moreno, I think, will start in the middle, and then maybe Almada does come on later. But, you know, I think we'll have a lot of firepower off the bench, and, you know, in terms of who starts up top, I think it'll be Dom Dwyer. With that experience up top, I think it will be quite helpful. And so maybe he gets a couple goals and can get some of that confidence underneath him. But yeah, I think it's Dom Dwyer to start. Maybe Ronaldo Cisneros comes on later, or Jackson Conway. You know, and because, yeah, Jackson Conway has been doing quite well with the USL side, LA United too. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if either of them did come on, and then the other one starts over the weekend. So I think it's going to be Ronaldo Cisneros starting over the weekend. So Dom Dwyer will get the start up top during this match. So, yeah, guys, what do you think? Yeah, that starting 11, who's going to start? Get at us in the comments below. But that gets us to the score prediction for this match. I think, yeah, Chattanooga probably will give us a little bit of some trouble, maybe early on. They'll maybe surprise us with just maybe some fearlessness a bit, but I think we have the goods at the end of the day. We are the reigning champs, and knock on wood, hopefully we get the job done, and I think we do. 2-0 is my score prediction. What do you guys think? Let us know. But guys, that pretty much is the episode, and except for the question of the day. And the question of the day is, well, Miles Robinson, he wore the armband as captain after Brad Guzan came off. Now, Robinson, of course, he's been with the club since 2017, and he recently made his 100th start for the Five Stripes. And yeah, of course, he's got 114 total appearances for LA United. So he is one of the more experienced guys in the LA United side in terms of playing for LA United. So does he deserve to get that captain's armband? Let us know who should be the captain in Brad Guzan's stead. Maybe, there's other players on the squad that you think should be donning that armband. Let us know in those comments below. I look forward to what you have to say. And that's it for us today. Remember to subscribe to us if you haven't already. Share this episode and leave us a review and rating so we can pop up higher in your rankings. I'm AJ. Thanks so much for listening.